Everyone, I'm Chen Yue, come from Taiwan Union University. In a simple word, today my study is using a UAV to take a picture and analyze the digital image, red, green, and blue data to estimate the soil moisture. Yeah. And why we do this study? Because they have many study using the RGB gray level or hue saturation value to estimate the soil moisture, but this study is in the laboratory, nobody in the real site, so we try to do it. And how do it? For image process, we just take picture just like this and cross our study area, and we fry about 30 minutes high and cross it to image our study site and separate to 25 area and analyze for each area's RGB value and calculate the RGB value and soil moisture correlation and find out the best one to modeling. Okay, this is what we do for soil moisture and soil type analysis in the 25 area. This is our sampling times. Totally we have 8 times 2 sampling and 9 o'clock have 50 data, 12 and 15 o'clock we have 75 data. And we using the oven drying to estimate the soil moisture, and the moisture range is 0.05 to 0.18. And particle analysis we use in USDA soil texture triangle, and our results this study size soil texture is serum. And how we do the modeling? We using multiple regressions to do the soil moisture estimate, and we using the RGB value and the soil moisture, so we can get the relationship between RGB and SIDA. So we verification by not using data and to have an estimate soil moisture, and we compare with the estimate and observed data and to calculate the error. So what you find it? We using the correlation coefficient analysis, we can find that the 15 o'clock have the best one correlation. So we using 15 o'clock data to analyze this. So we can find that they have the better results in the 9 o'clock and 15 o'clock, but 9 o'clock have a little overestimated. In 12 o'clock, maybe you will be influenced by sunlight level is very strong in the 12 o'clock, or the camera's auto metric is poor. And this is known vegetation cover image is about, we remove all of the cover by the vegetation. So we can see that they still have a relationship between 9 o'clock and 15 o'clock, but in other sites it is not well. So we can find that the 15 and 9 o'clock is better than 12, but it will be influenced by sunlight, automatic support capacity, and the second one is the mean value has a better predictability. And RGB, this model could be have a potential to estimate the soil moisture. And this is our suggestion. And thanks for attention.
Thank you. Have you any questions?
Yes.
Did you look at the ratios between the different color bands, see how they correlated?
Not yet, but we're just using a digital camera, not using something like others, because this method is cheaper than others. We're using the others' data to verification about the RGB and SIDA. Okay.
And do you think a correction factor could perhaps be developed relating to the sunlight effect?
Yeah. Maybe. How to say that? this method have potential, but it still have a long way to go. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.